I think there's no doubt that we're going to be doing some things together with Walk Through the Bible and Tactica in the future. Gary asked me, he goes, you going to talk about the products back there on the table? And I'm like, I completely forgot last night. So a couple of housekeeping things. You should have received a little card when you came in. One of the boxes you can check here, these don't all apply to this weekend, but there's one box especially that says, yes, I'd like to receive Pathways magazine. We would love to send that to you. That's our complimentary magazine. It lets us stay in touch. You know, do we use it as a donor cultivation tool and a communicator? Of course we do. But the number one reason why we started Pathways was I believe Walk Through the Bible is trying to do too many things in too many places with not enough prayer support. And quite frankly, there's no greater concentration of prayer warriors that I know of any place than at Maranatha. So please give us your contact information. We'd love to send that to you. It's free of charge. And you can keep up with some of the new doors God is opening for us around the world as well as existing things. There are five courses back there, and it's going to be fun. That set goes to Tactica, and it's in English, but four of those five are already in Spanish. The fifth one will soon be in Spanish based on funding from Maranatha Week 9, as well as 14 other languages that Chiseled on Simon Peter will go into. But there's Crucible, which is a study of the life of David. And Ryan, this may be the one you want to start with your leaders. We've had a similar thing happen in Juarez, Mexico, where our director there got to be friends with the chief of police, and it just started. He would just meet with him regularly for prayer. And the chief discovered this course in Spanish as Crisol, Crucible, the choices that change your life forever. Looks at the life of King David. Are you going to be a person of outward image like Saul or a person of character? Are you going to face your Goliaths in life with fear or with faith? What about when temptation comes? You're going to be a person of deception or a person of integrity? David doesn't always make good choices. When confronted about your sin, like by Nathan, are you going to be a person of arrogance or humility? And goes through different choices in his life. And this has been a really well-received tool by that police department. I think it would serve you really well. There's Detour on Old Testament Joseph, finding purpose when life doesn't make sense. Anybody ever have something in your life where you're like, this is not how I had scripted it, this is not unfolding like I'd planned? Anybody ever experienced that? Like nine of us. Good. Okay. This is a tremendously encouraging book for that. I think if I could recommend one of these tools to Naomi in our story, I think this particular story of Joseph would have been a great encouragement to her. Then there's Revolution, how millennials, even Gen Z, can change the world and what they need from the rest of us. They are starving for mentorship. They're starving for people to get off their case and on their team. And if your kids and grandkids are like my kids, they're 31 and 28, they can tell you everything that we've messed up with the world that we've left them. They can be somewhat critical at times. They've thoroughly diagnosed all the problems in culture. They know all the things that need to change. They don't know what positively to build in its place quite yet. And Josiah was the same way. He's bringing all these reforms. He's tearing down false worship. But until he discovers this book, he doesn't know what to build in its place. And that all happens in the story of Josiah. God has been using this all around the world to bring the generations back together. And if you've got some of those issues in your family, let alone in your church, I've seen groups in Ukraine. We saw older pastors who think these young bucks, they didn't sacrifice through communism. None of them have ever even been jailed for their faith. And they've got all these new ideas. And the young pastors, they sat separately and they're like, okay, communism was hard, but it's over. And if you don't switch the music in our church, we're not going to have anybody in the next generation. There was just deep separation. And at the conclusion of that, we asked the younger pastors to go to the older pastors and thank them for their faithfulness. And there were a lot of tears. And then we asked the older pastors to pray a prayer of blessing on these younger pastors. And all of a sudden, the older pastors, we didn't know they had cell phones. like, give me your email address. You know, you, Facebook? Yes? Okay, good. And all these generational connections. There's a study called Chosen, When God Calls Your Name, about Mary, the mother of Jesus. And this is another one that will serve you guys really well in Latin America. We say if you were raised Catholic, you were raised to adore her. If you were raised Protestant, we were raised to ignore her. You know, but functionally, both groups end up in the same spot, because if we ignore her, she can't be a role model for us. But if she's so special that we don't think she ever struggled, she's not a role model for many Catholics and Orthodox either. And we say, it's not about adore her, it's not about ignore her. Just open the scripture and let's explore her story and see what God has to say. And we're seeing many people come to know Christ all over the world through that tool. The newest one, again, Maranatha investing in this one. This will go, it's already in 6 languages plus English. It'll go into 15 more by the end of the year because of the generosity of week 9. This is a study of Simon Peter's life. And these things are back there. I didn't ship boxes because I had no notice that I was coming here, but we've got order forms. We'll fill those out. You pay, we'll get it to you right away, and then off we go. Okay?